Market of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the bench.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through. I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose.
Exactly, we're on top of the world. It's 3 p.m. in Nigeria here, Lagos, Nigeria. And I welcome you to Spirit of Nigeria Radio. This is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. I tell you, our world shall be sweet if we keep our work neat. Let's live to heal is the power of happiness. Thank you for joining this show. Thank you for supporting Spirit of Nigeria Radio. You are good people in the diaspora. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything you've been doing. The messages, the WhatsApp, the Facebook chats and everything. We are really enjoying it. 1 year on air and we are still standing. Thank you so much for the support. I tell you what, and I'm going to encourage you to do more. Please, talk to your folks back home. COVID-19 is real. Let them go for vaccination. You do it over there. It's easy for you people to do over there. Look, we have to encourage our folks back home here to join us and do it. Okay. Thank you so much for everything you've been doing. We appreciate from Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Inside the Net Africa, I tell you, we live African football on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora off to speed. Not only Nigerians in diaspora, also Africans. I tell you today, we have a loaded package. Though it's a raining day in Lagos, everywhere in Lagos, from Badagry to Ikorodu, everywhere, they keep buzzing me, telling me it's raining heavily in some places. There is damper in some places. But here, where we are in the studio here, yeah, we're also enjoying it. It's a bit drizzling, but we're enjoying the moment. I tell you what, look, Africa is the best place to be. And if you're in Africa, or you are an African, let me tell you, there's no place like home. Tell your people back home, go for your vaccination. God Almighty, we're going to live, we're going to survive, we're going to start partying again. And talking about partying, please tell your people back home, you don't go to everyone on a Saturday. Let them observe COVID-19 protocols so that we can live again, we can breathe again. Today, we have a bumper package for you. Kofi Asiedu, my very good brother, Raphael, is somewhere in Ghana. He's going to start talking to us very soon. Tajudisun is in the United States. He's going to start talking to us very soon. Peter Osei will join us, a super striker. And let us just go for a musical break. When we come back, we start talking to
everybody together. Knows, say, I want me, I know they love. Everybody know, don't say how me I know the night. Girl, I don't really care about your body type. What really matter now your vibe? I be the one for you, one for you. Don't really have to be the one to go. Ain't nobody fine like you. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you. And I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody if you tell me otherwise. This baby will be mine. I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody if you tell me otherwise. Everybody does say, oh, mommy, I know they like.
Mama, me, I'm good. Mama, me, I'm good.
Everybody does say, "Mama mia, no day." Everybody does say, "Mama mia, no day." Pick up my call, Babizoro. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you.
my body on you, your body on me. Sweet passion, baby, now you're under there. Simply because,
and I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody fit tell me otherwise. This baby will be mine. I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody fit tell me otherwise. Everybody does it. Mama me, I know they love.
Thank you so much, Kiss Daniel, for giving us that beautiful song, A Father of Triplets. So we lost one, a father of twins. Now, Kofi Raphael is joining us from Lagos, Nigeria. Kofi, how are you? Hello?
Bring it down. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kofi. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. And thank you so much for holding it down.
Oh, I mean, great. Yeah, I need to tell our listeners that I'm only standing in for Kofi Raphael. He's the main super striker here. And if you want to join the conversation, the number to call is 091-21-650-466. I take it again. 091-21-650-466. Kofi Raphael is a reigning day in Lagos. How are you doing over there?
Well, I mean, it's very wet in Lagos, precisely somewhere around the Faja area. Very, the rain has, well, it's God's blessing, we must say so. And
yeah, is that what we say?
I've been away from Nigeria for some couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
So I had to go back home.
I think I need to also say Akwaba.
Oh, me that say.
That's the only thing I know, Akwaba. I don't even know the response.
Okay, so let's tell our listeners thank you so much for always tuning in at the right time to listen to the best of African football.
Oh, great.
On Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Oh, great.
Bringing Nigerians in the diaspora
up to speed. Exactly.
So quickly, like we usually do on the show, you know, just we used to call it the news hand, but you know, we try to rejig it. We are not calling it tip tap.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what we do basically is just inform our listeners the latest football story happening across Africa during the course of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the biggest one during the week was the AFCON draws. In Cameroon. That's Yaounde, the capital of Cameroon. That was on Tuesday evening. Where the governing body of African football did the draws.
Actually, Kofi, I thought from where you were in Accra, you were going to make it to the draws sometime than last week.
Well, because of the activity, because of the thing that took me over there in Accra, I couldn't make it to Yaounde. But I mean, the main competition is coming in January, and hopefully, we'll be there to give our listeners the best of African
football. We live African football. Great, Kofi. Yeah, so what actually happened? I heard some rumors that they are trying to increase the prize money from $4.5 million.
Yes. Of course, we know now that football has been seen as a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mindset that we've been told to have in Africa right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the current president of CAF, is also a businessman. So now we are looking at how to compensate everybody, and according to the reports anyway from the headquarters in Cairo, Egypt, the football governing body is thinking on how to introduce an appearance fee to the new participating players.
Mm-hmm.
The statement was made by the president of the body, Patrice Motsepe. They are already consulting on increasing the cash prize for the future winners of the African Cup of Nations. The current prize for the winners, you must know, stand at $4.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
The first runner up will go home with $2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the semi-finalist goes home with $2 million, while the quarter-finalist earn $1 million. But CAF is looking at introducing appearance fees to reward players for showing up at the AFCON. There are also discussions ongoing to increase the price for the championship. So I think what we are basically saying is, you know, COVID-19 had shown us a lot of things. You know, so they are looking for a way, you know, to increase the prize money so that, you know, in case of any outbreak again, you know, countries can, of course, support their players and, you know, their nation at large. And I think it's a good one from CAF. That's why, I think that was the agenda. That was the reason why, in the first place, African continent, you know, brought in someone who is business-minded. That organization, yes.
That's great. Now, Kofi, if you look at it, a whole at time you discover that a whole lot of African players in Europe find it difficult to turn up for the tournament. I think this is one of the reasons they decided to, like, let's look for money to entice these guys to come, right? I want to ask you a question, because I know you are a man, you are an insider in the whole game with CAF and everything. Now, I want to ask you this question. Why, from the, if we look at the fixtures, then we look at the venues, I thought CAF would have borrowed from Euro 2020. So, like, different countries, different cities, and do, you know, that kind of a COVID-19 protocol, like, you know, you spread the matches in those countries so that we can have a feel. Because I think Europe is going towards that end. It's going towards that direction in organizing competitions. I feel Africa should also borrow a leaf from Euro. Or what do you think? Instead of everybody coming to Cameroon.
Yeah, permit me to, you know, want to use this language. You know that the white man. Permit me to use the word white man now.
Okay.
Not to be called a racist in my statement. The white man is far, far ahead of the way we
organize.
The truth of the matter is, the Euros, you know, before the Euros was posted, this idea had come up, you know, long time ago. You know, the white man doesn't just start something. You know, they think about it and, you know, put proper planning, you know. So I think for them, they got it right in these Euros. And for us, Africa, I think this is not the right time for us to do something like that. Of course, you know how geographical situation is in Africa. For instance, you want to move from a certain West African country to maybe one of the Northern Africans, you have to go through Europe first, you know. So most of these logistic
problems
can crop up when we start doing something like this. But don't forget that in Tampa, for instance, in 2000, you know, Ghana and Nigeria co-hosted the Nations Cup.
Exactly.
You know, so it was two countries. So I think right now it might be a bit challenging for the African country to want to host, I mean, different cities across Africa. It's going to be challenging in terms of logistics, because at the end of the group stages, you have to, one has to travel from another country to the next. So it probably will be a big issue for Africa, as the case is. Don't forget that we also had issues, political issues. Before Mustafa came in, we had the issue of the man from Madagascar, you know, all those things. So the body that's CAF now is just trying to, you know, balance. So if all of those things come into play now, it might be very, very challenging for the continent. But that's not to take anything away from the Confederation of African Football. They've done well in organizing the grouping. You know, because of COVID-19, we had to postpone. But finally, the groupings are out. Of course, you know, in Group A, we have Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, and Cape Verde. In Group B, we have Senegal, Zimbabwe, Guinea, and of course, Malawi. In Group C, we have Morocco, Ghana, Comoros, and Gabon. While in Group D, we have Nigeria, Egypt, Sudan, Guinea-Bissau. Some might tag that as a group of death. I'm not sure about that.
I'm coming to that as well.
Okay, in Group E, we have the reigning champions. That's Algeria. We have Sierra Leone, Equatorial Guinea, and Cote d'Ivoire. That's also a very tough group, if you ask me. Then in Group F, we have Tunisia, we have Mali, we have Mauritania, and of course, we have Gabon. So, as far as I'm concerned, January next year is going to be a football fiesta.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Now, Kofi, you mentioned Group D. People have been speculating Group D as the group of death. You but you yes. have Nigeria, Egypt, Sudan, and Guinea-Bissau. Now,
yes,
is that actually a yes. group of them?
Well, if you look at it from the Nigerian perspective, yes, in the sense that you have Egypt who have won the championship 9 times, you know, and when you look at the head-to-head for Egypt and Nigeria, Egypt all the way, you know. So and the fact that Nigeria, if you go by the statement of what the Minister of Youth and Sport, Honorable Sunday Dare, said recently after the draws, saying that Nigeria must, win glory again. Nigeria must do all it can to win the Nations Cup. So that alone is pressure on Team Nigeria. General Draw and the team have already been put into pressure by the statement of the Minister of Youth and Sports right there in Nigeria. So if you look at it from the Nigerian perspective, yes, it's a group of death because you have Nigeria, you have Egypt, who might likely top this group, though their last outing wasn't good for them because they were eliminated from the group stage. You have Sudan also, who after some time are returning. Then you have Guinea-Bissau. So, like I said, if you look at it from the Nigerian perspective, it's a group of death for them. But then again, I think there are other top groups that you can consider. If you look at in group C now, you have Morocco, top African North African country. You have Ghana, who is also top in the West African part. Then you have Gabon. This not to take anything away from Comoros, but I think Comoros might end up being the whooping team of that group. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, I think I will stick more to Group C, not because
Group C, Morocco, Ghana, and Gabon.
Yeah, okay. Because you have Morocco, a Moroccan team that plays. They play like another if you look at the tiki taka kind of football, they play fancy football. Mm-hmm. Then you look at Ghana also, they play physical fancy football. Then you also look at Gabon, who also have history in Africa, in the African continent. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, I think that is a very tough group.
That is a very tough group. That is Group C. Now I have some social media rants here, Kofi, and I want to share the rants with you so that you can respond. But if you are listening to us and you want to contribute and join us in this conversation, the number is 091-21-650-466. I take it again, 091-21-650-466. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. Now, Kofi, Gift Frank says something. The people that are giving us Egypt and Argentina all the time are 419. They just hate Nigeria for no reason. Now I will take you. Now you listen to Abdul Haruna. Abdul Haruna said, "The cup is coming to Abuja by God's grace. Up Super Eagles, up Nigeria. One love to my country." Now
let me quickly react to that.
Okay.
It's very at this point in time. I think it's. I don't know. I'm looking for the word to use.
Okay.
But you know, I want to link his statement to what the Minister of Youth and Sport said. You are saying that you want Nigeria to win the Nations Cup this time around.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, what plan, have been put in place mm-hmm. to make sure that such a thing happens? Recently, we had what Leon Balogun said about the team. Of salaries and allowances they were going to players. That alone is a distraction for these players.
Exactly.
And now you want these players to go out and win the Nations Cup. It is very dicey. Now, take that away. Let's look at what also I read in the news recently about what Nigerian legend Finidi George said. Mm-hmm. Finidi George says he's not, right now, he doesn't have confidence with the technical crew of the Nigerian national team. And you look at it, yes, you want to ask yourself, what is the philosophy that the Super Eagles of Nigeria are playing right now? You as a Nigerian, someone who has followed football for a very long time,
Kofi,
right now, you can't
Kofi,
find.
I just said, yeah. Thank God Fadara said something, posted something here and said, we will still need calculus to qualify from the group. Now,
well, it's not far from the truth. Yeah.
Now, Chris Maledo posted, Nigeria might not even qualify from the group stage, Seth. We have no good coach that can assemble the right players, but now there's this big one coming here from EJ's Young, and it's an epistle. Please, I want you to listen, Kofi. With Raw, it might not be easy for Nigeria. We have abundant talents in the team, but the coach is so confused. 5 years of his managerial job is yet to come up with the best recognized 11. He keeps on trying every player. We play today. We who plays today will not play tomorrow. During Westhoff era, we could tell who will play the next match. Kechi went to AFCON with merely average players and triumphed. Today, we have one of the best in Africa, yet we struggle to win teams like Syria alone. NFF should appoint Amokachi and Kanu. If they do that, this cup will come to Abuja. I am far less convinced in Raw's capacity as a coach. He should be relieved of his job. What do you have to say here, Kofi?
Yes, I think he's quite correct, because the problem of the national team right now goes beyond Janet Raw. You know, Janet Raw is an employee of the Nigerian Football Federation.
Okay.
Now, who heads that department is Amaju Mervin Pini. You know, so if after 5 years we have failed as a country or as a football nation to realize that the man we have as the head of our technical team in the football department is not doing well, then I think the NFF has failed. As far as I'm concerned, if we go to the Nations Cup and we fail to qualify from the group stage, or we fail to get to the finals, I think that's a dent on Amaju Phoenix's career.
Mm-hmm.
Because after 5 years, we've not been able to define what the philosophy that Janet Raw, you know, brings to the team. At this particular time, we are lucky to have the set of players that we have. You know, young boys who are doing, as far as I'm concerned, well with their different clubs. You know, boys who are willing to sell themselves to the world, you know, at large. Now, but Janet Raw has failed to, you know, give us that defining star. We are no longer a factor to fear when it comes to African football, unlike those days in the 1996, in the 1994.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the problem goes beyond Janet Raw. The problem is the administrator. Those who employ Janet Raw haven't failed to realize that after 5 years, this man is not the person to take us to El Dorado.
To Goriland.
You know, I think after the this Cup of Nations in January 2022, that's when we are going to. That's when we start picking the pieces again. And the sad thing is, we'll come back and say we are going back to the drawing board, and we keep going in circles.
Who is the best player in the Nigerian football for now, from your own
right
end?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, I would take Wilfred Ndidi. As far as I'm concerned, I think Wilfred Ndidi is the heart of, you know, whatever he's doing for Leicester City. He seems to be doing it very, very well, you know, I think we can exploit that. But unfortunately, sometimes you see these players when they come to the nations, when they come to the national team, they don't display the level of professionalism or the level of charisma that they display for their club side. But you can't blame them, because, you know, most times they go to the Nations Cup and they pick up injury, and that takes them sometimes out of the season for their club. That makes the clubs want to sell them.
Exactly, and I think that's why CAF is trying to give them special consideration by giving them incentive so that they can come for the Nations Cup, right?
Yes, and I think it goes beyond that.
Okay.
You know, I think for instance, maybe my idea might not flow well, because I would have said that why can't we in Africa align our calendar with the European body?
Okay.
When the season, the club season is off, you know, that's when most of the European, you know, league have their own competition, like the Euros that we just witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we in Africa also, you know, align our calendar to a situation where we can also be playing where the clubs are off season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that way, we help clubs to balance, because remember years past,
okay,
some clubs would not want to release their players
exactly
to go for Nations Cup.
Stephen Keshi went through that whole deal a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Until when the FIFA law came that it is must that players must release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, all of these things, I think Africa should find a way to align their calendar so that, for instance, when the Euros was going on, the African Cup of Nations could have also been going on as well.
As well, that's interesting. Kofi, who are you putting your money on among the African countries?
Well, I'm looking at
your don't forget Ghana is there.
Yes, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, I was in Ghana recently,
mm-hmm,
and I can tell you that I am not seeing something differently, something that the Ghana team is doing differently. Maybe individual players, individual brilliance might take them far, but I can't put my money on Ghana right now.
Okay.
I remember the last Nations Cup, yes, my money was on Ghana, but right now I don't think they are doing enough to warrant me putting my money on them.
Okay.
I'm looking at Algeria and Senegal. Those were the two finalists for the last time around. And I think they are keeping a bulk of that team. I think consistency is going for them. You know, their coach now, the Algerian coach, I can't remember his name now, he's still with them. You know, most of the players that took them to that Nations Cup and won, you know, that championship is still with them. So I think consistency is a big factor that would push the Algerian far. And don't forget that their star man, who is also their captain now,
is doing
very well in Man City. And don't forget that there's a certain Sadio Mane also for Senegal that is doing well. And the keeper for Chelsea,
Sadio Mane scored today against Burnley.
Yeah. Eduardo Mendy also, through Thomas Tuchel, has built enough confidence for him to be the number one man for the Senegalese national team. So I think for me, my money is on Algeria and Senegal.
Before we move away from CAF news, let me give you this at the home front. Now, you don't want to support Ghana, but yes, I know at the home front, Madam is going to support Nigeria. How do you people that manage that home front?
That's right. Well, I think at the end of the day, it will come down to, you know, of course, you know, I support Nigeria a lot.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I want Nigeria to go as far as possible. The only place I tune off my TV is when Ghana and Nigeria have to play themselves. I tune off my TV.
You take
and of
a walk.
Course, the better side will win.
Oh, goodness, Jesus. Now, what other news do you have for us? The Nigerian Football Professional League? What's going on there?
Well, not too much. Of course, the Nigerian Professional Football League has ended with Akwa United winning the championship. I'm not sure that Akwa United have gotten the prize money yet. You know, that's a problem.
The prize money should be around 70 million, right? Oh, how much?
Yes, I think thereabout. You know, okay. So that's a big challenge. And the only thing I can say that I am looking at next season. You know, and I think we might still be in the same situation. I don't know if the LMC is working anything out to get sponsors. We said the same thing in the beginning of this season that just ended, that we needed a sponsor, and we went through this season without sponsor.
Don't forget
that the Ayuto Cup that was played last season, some weeks ago, the champions, were still asking for the prize money, you know. So it's the same thing we've been saying over and over again. We probably might play next season in the Nigerian Professional Football League without a sponsor, and that's a big problem. If you go to each club, they'll tell you how much they spend every weekday.
But I think they have David Siwomumi, who is now the LMC president now, right?
The chairman of the LMC.
Yeah, the CEO. Yeah, exactly. Yes, David Siwomumi.
Well.
A former footballer, right? Who was a former footballer?
Yeah, we still have the same people running things over and over again. That's the truth of the matter. When Alhaji Shehu Diko took over as the LMC chairman, you know, a lot of things were expected. He did well. Let me give it to him. He did well. But the truth of the matter is, the situation needs to change.
We need fresh bodies.
We need businessmen in our football. You know, the Minister of Youth and Sport, when he came in as the Minister of Youth and Sport, said football should be treated as business in this part of the world. And I think until we see that part, you know, until we throw that line, we might be having challenges. Look at the second tier football in the English League. That is the biggest, when they are playing the playoff, that's the biggest competition in terms of money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the second tier in which is called the Championship.
EFL, yes.
So that goes to show you that these are people who have seen football as, you know, a money spinning business. And I think it is high time we start thinking about that if our football in this part of the world will grow.
Because when Kofi's on air, we need to like maximize your all what you have to give us. Now, you have started the appraisal of the Nigerian Professional League. Now, Duke Udi, a former Nigerian international, has started complaining about what you call hooliganism at match venues.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
What is your appraisal of the Nigerian Professional League the last time concerning that?
Yeah. You know, it was poor as far as I'm concerned. It has been poor and it was poor. You know, we have said it over time again. Sometimes when they have stakeholder meeting and all those things, we have the disciplinary committee of the LMC. We say that sometimes what you do is you deduct points from teams.
Mm-hmm.
When we see teams and their fans coming to the pitch to disrupt football games, you deduct 6 points, 3 points. So when you begin to do things like that and they see how serious you are, some of these things will stop.
Mm.
You know, but again, what we see is you put fine, when you put fine on the team, they go and appeal. Some of them, you know, they appeal and they are fine. Some of them, they pay the fine, and the next time the fans do it again, because it's not the fans who are paying the fine. But once you begin to deduct team, clubs will call their fans and educate them on the importance of, you know, remaining calm even when you are losing.
Now, before you go, Kofi, now, Bayelsa United situation, has it been resolved? Yeah. Have they resolved it?
From the last report I have, it has not been resolved. But then again, I mean, anything, like, you see, football in Nigeria, anything can happen, you know. Anything can happen in football. But we are keeping our fingers crossed. I'm hoping that it gets resolved as soon as possible.
It gets resolved as soon as possible. What any other news do you have for our listeners, Kofi?
Well, I just want to tell our listeners to continue to enjoy the show. And by God's grace, everything being equal, I hope to be live in the studio.
Live here on this seat next week. Yeah, Kofi's coming back. We won't stop. Thank you for coming on board, Kofi. Have a good time.
Always.
Yeah, thank this is so Spirit much. Of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. Let's go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
Feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
You do that? I like the way I'm feeling now. Come use your gaze, but my blues and return now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm already getting smart team with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. Now come use your gaze, but my blues and return now. No, no, oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm already getting smart team with a stress me, but right now.
All I wanna do is jive, 220 on the highway. I'm about the energy, baby. If it's good, send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed, I'm the best alive. You don't want to test the guy. You been sleeping on yourselves, you test it fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the highest in the room when the guests arrive, yeah. Ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my Ribena. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. 16 bad, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
I like the way I'm feeling now. Now come use your gaze, but my blues are written now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm already getting smart team with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now.
can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night. Send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed, the best alive. You don't want to test the guy. You been sleeping on yourselves, you test to fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the highest in the room when the guests arrive. Yeah, ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my right being. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. 16 bad, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
Thank you, Ladipo, featuring Buju there. Look, his feelings here in Lagos, Nigeria, here. And we are still on Inside the Net Africa Football Show. We live African football on Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. Thank you for Afrobeat in Africa. We are moving ahead. Thank you for Fela Kuti and down to the children. And today we have the Grammy. Burna Boy grabbed the Grammy. And I have Peter Osei, my super striker, somewhere there in Lagos. Peter, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon from here, Lagos.
Oh, great. Oh, great. It's good to hear you again, Peter, after a long time. You are giving us the African roundup.
I'm so excited to be back.
It's good to be back. Yeah. It's a raining day in Lagos, you know.
Yeah.
I know you're not reporting from under the rain.
Well, no, I happen to have left the rain earlier, but I almost got caught up there.
Okay.
So I just left not too long ago.
Okay, to join the conversation with Peter, please do call 091-21-650-466. And I take it again, 091-21-650-466. Peter, what is going on among Africans over there playing football?
So today, let's quickly recap. Obviously, we have Leicester City, Iheanacho, and Ndidi. Our lucky boys, I guess you might have talked about them earlier, but they are still worth talking about. They recently just stole from Man City the trophy, so which is a good one for Nigerian, for Africans out there in the world. Also, we have our very own Olympians, you know, they just concluded the Olympics. We had a lot of Africans, Kenya now, having the highest number of trophies. Obviously, from long races, which they are well known for. We also have the likes of Ethiopia as well, and Uganda also doing that like they can. And also in swimming, yes, our boys were not left out in swimming. We have the likes of Tunisia and our very own South Africa. So we have them coming up with gold medals individually now, both of them. The swimming competition and just concluded Olympics. Quickly also in the
Hello,
you want to say something?
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask a question concerning the football aspect of it. Now, who is the current most valuable player in Africa?
Well, I would say I don't have the right statistics, but it will be somewhere between Salah and Hakim Ziyech.
Okay, because I saw Salah play this afternoon.
Yes.
His goal was disallowed.
Very, very sad for him, though.
Mm-hmm. So, what is going on transfers from Africa to Europe? What do you have to tell us? And the players in Europe, African players in Europe, are they fearing over there concerning transfers? Because this is the period. Although the leagues have started.
The transfer window is still open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we have Eyimba's Anayo Nwala, thank you very much. He just completed a transfer deal of 417 euros to about that amount to a Tunisian side from Eyimba.
Esperance FC.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we also have Henry also playing for the Nigerian team. Henry Onyechukwu.
Mm-hmm.
He also just moved recently to the Greek side. The transfer just completed last week.
Okay. So. Continue.
Yes. Yes, we still have a few others who are looking towards the end of the transfer window before their own can be complete.
Mm-hmm.
That have not yet been sealed so far.
Okay, who's for last week? Who are the top five among African players, domestic and domestic leagues and in Europe? Who are your top five?
Okay, so very quickly, I would like I always say, I will start from the top five. Now, although it has been, the season is just starting up, so players that haven't really come to life, but definitely we cannot leave out our very own Wilfred Ndidi, mm-hmm. who has been holding it down for Leicester City.
A lot of people see him as a future captain in the mode of Sunday Oliseh and Steven Keshi.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible?
He has all of that maturity. He brings it to the field whenever he's playing. I think last week there were also some news about Man City and some other teams being interested in him, wanting to bring him in to just be at the focal point for their midfield. Because of how he plays, he is always there to make those interceptions and also to control the midfield whenever it needs to happen.
Now, I want to ask you about who else do you have there on your list?
Okay, again, I have a young star from the department of from Asna. Okay. Balogun. Yes, Balogun recently joined Arsenal on the transfer window,
mm-hmm.
and he played in their opening game. Although he wasn't able to get any goal,
against Brentford, right? Was it against Brentford?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened?
So
I'm listening.
Yes, I also have obviously Salah, Mo Salah.
Great
on the
great
list.
Guy, yes.
Yes, he played a great game today. Mm-hmm. He has also been very, very influential for taking Egypt to where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria will be playing against Egypt in the coming AFCON qualifiers, mm-hmm. and he would definitely be someone that we would not want to. We'll be hoping he won't be playing at his best, but you know, he will. Yes, because whenever he's playing at his best, we are always whatever side he's playing against is always on the receiving end,
mm-hmm.
Because of the nature of how prolific he can be in front there.
Okay.
And then on the list also we have Sadio Mane, who has also been very, very influential for the Senegalese side.
Like today
well.
Too for Liverpool.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm here. Sadio Mane. So he has, brilliant player.
Yes, Sadio Mane of Liverpool.
Oh, great. Now, I want to ask you now. The Nations Cup draw is out. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, great. The Nations Cup draw is out. Now you have Nigeria in Group D alongside Egypt and Sudan and Guinea-Bissau. Do you think Nigeria can come out sailing from that group? Hello? Are you there? Peter, are you listening to us? Can you get us from here? Hello, Peter? Hello, oh, we lost Peter. He will surely come back. Now, let's go for a musical break. Hello? Let's go for a musical
break. Hello? Okay, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I wanted to know your opinion concerning the Group D. Concerning Group D at the for the cup draws, who are you putting your money on? Nigeria or Ghana or Cameroon or Algeria or Egypt?
Well, considering the form, I would.
Oh, we lost Peter again. Let's go for a musical break. Thank you for being there. This is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. We leave African football on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. And I tell you, our club story today is Enyimba Football Club of Nigeria, Enyimba Football Club of Aba, Nigeria. Now, Enyimba Football Club, or simply known as Enyimba, is a Nigerian football club based in the city of Aba. The club plays in the Nigerian Professional Football League. Their name means people's elephant in Igbo language, and it's also the nickname used for the city of Aba. That's interesting. Enyimba was founded in 1976 and rose to prominence in the year 2000, and considered the most successful Nigerian football club for winning two African Champions League titles, 8 Nigerian championships, and 4 Federation Cups since 2001. They have produced Nigeria's best performances in Confederation of African Football Tournaments, Continental Tournaments in 2003 and 2004, when the People's Elephants won the CAF Champions League titles back to back. Thank you, Enyimba Football Club of Aba. Thank you for celebrating, for promoting the Nigerian spirit inside the Net Africa. Inside the Net Africa Football Show, inside the Net Africa Football Show, we live African football on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. I was trying to talk to Peter Osei on the field, and we actually lost him. I tell you what, African players are actually doing well. I have a whole lot of lists here on my system here, and the Nigerian players are something else, but we need to work on something. Nigerian players leaving Nigerian shores, going abroad, are actually going to the wrong direction. A whole lot of them are going to places where we don't even know of. I remember in the 90s or in the 80s when the Stephen Keshet of this world were traveling out of the country to play football. They were playing in Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy and France. We have Sunday Olisey was discovered in Italy with Regina by Mumine Alao and co. Please, we can do more for Nigerian players. And we also have to appeal to our super agents, our soccer agents, football agents. Let us strive to place our Nigerian players in the best leagues in the world. I know when I was chatting with some of the guys over the weekend, you know, they told me about eradicating poverty in the family, trying to bring money back home. Anywhere goes, at all, ain't bad. It's a Nigerian system which is not working, at all, ain't bad. We can do more than that. We can give more because we are talented. We are Nigerians. We are great people. We are Africans. We don't give up. If you want to join me in this conversation, we still have the line is still opened, 091-21-650-466. Inside the Net Africa Football Show, we leave African football on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. I tell you what, I remember when Nigerian players abroad, Tunde Banjo and John Chidozie, were trying to come into the Green Eagles then, when Sego Degbami and Christian Chukwu were leading the Eagles. They couldn't fit in. They had to run back. They couldn't even get jerseys. Apart from Efa Nkoku that came later and got a jersey, John Fashanu couldn't get a jersey. Look, what is going on? Because Nigerian League was so interesting. Nigerian League was strong. And we shouldn't forget, home is the best place to be. We should work on our league and appealing to NFF and other stakeholders. Look, we don't give up. Let's continue to improve on our league. We should get sponsors for our league. We should get players right. We should get commitments. We should build beautiful homes for our players. Let them drive good cars. Let them earn good salaries. I know some clubs are trying, but most of the clubs are government-owned clubs. Definitely, they will owe salaries. Definitely, they will own this and that. Traveling is another problem. We know what is happening in Nigeria today. Insecurity problem, banditry problems. We are facing a whole lot of terrorism here in Nigeria, and we are still not solving the problems. The last season, some of our Nigerian players were kidnapped. We saw what happened. Some were attacked, and we need to work on that. The government need to come in with beautiful policies. The government need to support the Nigerian League. The government need to assure security so that we can get sponsors into the Nigerian League. You can join me in this conversation. I still have some time left. 091-21-650-466. And Nigerians in the diaspora can also do more. Let them do collaborations and support the Nigerian League. They should not give up. They should not look at the past. They should please support. not only in prayers, but also do it. Do it and let's come together and let's build a beautiful nation. Nigeria will be great again. I know. I saw the 1980 Nations Cup. I saw 84 in Cote d'Ivoire. I saw Morocco 88. I saw Algeria 90. And I saw USA 94. And it was, they were so colorful. They were so interesting. I saw the passion in Nigerian players. I saw everything they gave. They gave and gave and gave and gave. Look, we can't get the best of that time anymore because Nigerian players that are a bit not giving the passion we need to see because of what we have, the problems with the administrators. We need to talk to ourselves. We need to work on ourselves. And let's take Nigeria to the promised land. Look, I was reading Shego Odegbami this morning, and it was something else in his column. And foreigners believe Nigeria, once Nigeria is great, Africa will be great again. Foreigners believe if everything is working in Nigeria, then Africa will work. Foreigners believe once Nigeria stand up, Africans will stand up. For goodness sake, let's work on ourselves, not only by praying, we need to put it into practice. And I tell you, it's been a beautiful show today. And one more thing, please, if you have any comment or if you have any views on Nigerian football, please don't forget to send your text messages or WhatsApp messages to 091-21-650-466. And if you want to place any advert commercials and everything, you want to support us, sponsor the show, also call 080-56-22-7730. My name is Ireo Aito. I'm standing here for Kofi Raphael Asiedu. Kofi will be back next week to do the job. Thank you so much for supporting African football. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. This is Inside the Net Africa. We live Africa football. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Tune in to the King of Sounds and Blues.
Dr. Dalla Entertainment.
Yeah. I start a position.
I like it when you look at me. You make me feel some type of way. I think I'm falling totally.
Everything, yeah. 10 million hours to set that you look good in everywhere, yeah. For me, the major, for me, the medal. If you're telling me no, not nah, then, yeah.
Balance, Lisa, balance, balance, Lisa, balance, yeah.
I start conversation, I keep fighting a different situation, yeah. My blood elevation, she can't tell that I lost the proportion, yeah. I wanna see you more, oh, yeah, give me love, don't wanna be a friend. I'm knocking at the door, baby, give me love. Don't wanna be a friend
of magic.
Tune into the King of Sounds and Blues.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.